Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, we are going to speak with mentor coach Gage Bach. We're just going to introduce you to Gage. We're going to talk a bit about mentorship. We're going to offer you some ways that you can participate in mentorship if that's something that would be valuable to you. Can't wait to share this episode with you. Please reach out if you're feeling any nudge to do more mentorship around your coaching. Thanks for being here. Welcome, Gage. It's so great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
I know. I'm so glad we got to do this. I really wanted us to be able to get together and talk about mentorship and anything else that comes through in this conversation. So thank you for saying yes, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for asking me.
Of course. So just to give the listeners a little bit of an idea of how we know each other, well, you know, first off, you are our current mentor coach. So we have Gage working as our mentor coach, and she does our mentor coaching hours with our students for the ICF requirements of their coaching hours for mentorship. So that's essentially, you know, how we're working together on the business. But we've crossed paths before, I guess is the best way to say it. We both did a spiritual psychology master's degree at the University of Santa Monica. And so I was so excited when I found Gage, because I literally did find her. We didn't know one another. And I was really looking for somebody that had that spiritual psychology background and had the ICF credential. And so was very grateful when I was able to connect with Gage and then invite her in to these opportunities. Anything else you want to say there about that connection?
Well, you know, that connection came at a very interesting time in my own life. you know, just to be succinct, it's like, it almost felt like the universe was like plopping your invitation into my inbox saying, hey, hi. And at this point in my life, I just trust when things like that happen, the universe kind of helping me along in ways that I couldn't even have helped myself. So to me over here, it feels and still feels like a very fortuitous, very divine, if you will, connection and relationship. And I trust those kinds of things in my life immensely.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've gotten better and better at that. I think when I was younger, I used to try to make things happen.
Yeah.
And I've noticed now, like through coaching and just through my healing and recovery journey, that it's become a lot more about allowing, receiving, and also just even messaging you. I mean, obviously that takes a little bit of courage and a risk to just kind of say, hey, we don't know each other, but I really would like to have a conversation with you and tell you what we're working on over here and see if it's in alignment with you. And so I love doing that more and more. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. So thank you again for your openness to that process.
Well, thanks for listening to your intuition too. And I just have to say, as an aside, it's funny because, you know, I think we all get LinkedIn, you know, invitations from people perhaps right. Don't know totally, so much. And totally. It's like the first one I ignored. I'm like, okay, here's another person. And then, you know, you greatly followed up. You're like, hey, no, really, like we went to the same school. I really want to talk to you. And I'm so glad you did that.
Thank you.
So that's a drop in the bucket for like, yes, follow that intuition. And clearly you did. Yeah. And here we are.
Yeah. And you have to be persistent sometimes.
Totally.
when you're like, no, I really think this is good.
Right. Like my intuition is really, really on fire here.
That's so funny. So the listeners always like to hear a little bit of your backstory. So, you know, how did you get into coaching? Yeah, that'd be great to hear.
I will tell you. It's funny because I never wanted to be a coach. Like I never was like, I want to grow up and be a coach. The middle story, medium sized story is, so same as you, I went to the University of Santa Monica, from 2005 to 2007, I graduated with my master's in spiritual psychology. And the reason I went back then was because I thought I wanted to be a therapist. I thought, you know, knowing the gifts that I have in this lifetime of really like, I like listening to people. I like helping people in that way. That seemed like the best fit. Long story short, I graduated from the program. I didn't take the third year, which would have been the counseling psychology bit because, you know, I didn't really actually want to go into more debt. So I ended up working at a really great place, a great job, paid off all my student loan debt. And then still at some point in the middle of me being in that career, I was like, am I going to be a therapist or not? And at that point, my workplace, two things happened. My workplace has said to me and a few other people like, hey, we're going to be working with this executive corporate coach. Do you want to work with her? And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. And then they started actually, the idea was I would become a coach for them, for the company. So they started paying for half of my coaching training. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say no to that. That sounds interesting and cool. And at the same time, I had a conversation with one of the founders of USM, who is a therapist. And I was like, I really need to figure this thing out. Am I going to be a therapist or not? And she said to me in our meeting, you know, Gage, have you ever thought about being a coach? And kind of at that point, it was like hearing someone say, have you ever thought about being a used car salesman? I was like, no. Because in my mind, it was like, a therapist has all these credentials and all this. And because of the fact that my company was offering me coaching, and it just seemed like a lot of things were kind of aligning or conspiring, if you will, in the universe to say like, hey, well, maybe you should open your mind a little bit about this coaching thing. So I took the lead, finished my coach training, got laid off from the company, which was actually probably one of the biggest gifts in retrospect, because that was in 2013 and I had already finished actually two different coach trainings. And it felt like to me, again, the universe was saying, all right, you're ready. Like I wouldn't have left that job, but all of a sudden I felt like I was getting kicked out of the nest by the universe saying, all right, it's time for you to start your own business now. So that's kind of the story of how I became a coach. I never actually chose it, but almost feel like kind of it chose me in a weird way.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I didn't know this backstory of yours. And mine was really similar. Is I was, you know, I had been working at nonprofits for 10 years and then felt like I was at this crossroads of, I guess I'm going to go back to school and become a social worker or a therapist. But then coaching kind of came on the radar for me. And so my idea was, I'm just going to put effort into both of these avenues and see which one opens up for me. And interestingly enough, like all doors to social work and therapist closed. And all of the doors to the coaching route opened up. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to follow this. And so that's kind of how I went into coaching too, like even thinking that I was going to become a therapist as well. But it didn't open up for me. And the coaching did, you know, and it has continued to open up for me. So I find that so fascinating that we were both thinking about doing therapy and that just didn't really pan out for us.
That is interesting. And it's also just tying back to what you said a little bit earlier around kind of the allowing instead of like striving and making. Like I have that one in me who's a striver that's like earlier in my life was very proud about like checking the things off and making them happen and hitting the goals. And there's really something to be said about like turning my palms upward and being like, okay, you know, mystery, goddess, whatever. What's actually wanting to happen and how can I really, you know, best be of service here? And then allowing what wants to happen.
To happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very cool. So let's segue into mentorship.
Yes.
You know, because that's kind of how we've partnered up now in terms of you providing mentorship to our students. It is an ICF requirement that students get 10 hours of mentorship. It's 3 individual mentorships and 7 group sessions. And of course, we do it all in a group setting, which has been okayed by the ICF to do it that way. So just out of curiosity, because you've been doing it for a little while now, like what have been the best bits or biggest surprises for you?
By far, for me, the best bits have been really just getting to share all of what I've learned over my 10 years of being a coach, like all the missteps and quote unquote failures that I've made, the hard won knowledge that I have, and getting to pass that along to people that are just now learning how to coach. You know, knowing that I can't take any of my knowledge with me after I leave this place, it's been surprisingly fulfilling for me to share that knowledge, share what I know, and encourage, you know, people that are just stepping into this profession. That it's just, I didn't expect it to be so rewarding, and it really, really is.
Yeah, it really is. It's like there's not words to describe how rewarding it is. I'm always trying to convey that to everyone, you know, like I was just sharing with one of the cohorts yesterday that, you know, running the cohorts, doing mentorship, you know, the things that we've been doing now, what I've noticed that it's done for me is that it really has deepened my ability to see the magnificence in people. And that's been the most rewarding thing. I think I've always been good at that, but the level of awe and wonder that I'm experiencing now, when I witness the brilliance in people, it's so rewarding. And of course, you know, I get to hear lots and lots of calls every single week, in class. And so just like witnessing the creativity, witnessing the solutions people come up with, witnessing the leveraging of the resources that they have inside of themselves. It's phenomenal, you know? And so it's just such a great process to be a part of. And I know that mentorship's really similar, where you actually get to spend, I feel like in mentorship, you get to spend a bit more time, because in class, for anybody that's listening, you know, some of the differences here is when we take people through the cohorts, we don't have the time to listen to full calls or anywhere near a full call, where we're really working on specific core competency, specific skills, and that's what we're listening for when we're in class. And so what's nice about the mentorship is that you essentially get to turn in a full recording with a transcription. We get to listen to a full call if that's what's available and what we can get through with the time allotted. But it really offers a different experience. So in your perspective, what do you think just are some of the biggest learnings you've had when you went through mentorship as a mentee?
Yeah. Sorry. Can you ask that again? There was just a little drop out there.
Yeah. Just what are some of the biggest lessons that you've had when you were actually going through your own mentorship process as a mentee?
Yeah. So as a mentee, I'm rewinding back the years now, I think for me, one of the things that sticks with me, it's like being able to hear how other people do it. You know, hearing a different style, a different tone of voice, different questions, how another coach might ask those questions. Because I know for me, when I was learning coaching, it was very much like, I've got to do it the right way and got to stick into the script. And mentorship allowed me, because I did mentor with a few different coaches, to see, there's some guidelines, but within those guidelines, I can add my own flavor. I can be myself. And that really came from hearing the mentor coaches and the way they coached their clients. So that was really liberating for me.
Yeah. And you speak to a really great point. And we've actually gotten this feedback before. And I'm really happy that, like, I get to be with people during the class. And I really love now that they get to be with you during the mentorship, because I think it really is important to witness different coaches, different styles, and be able to get feedback from different people, because we might hear things differently. We might see things differently. We might have different perspectives on how to, you know, handle certain situations. And so I really appreciate that people now get to receive feedback from you as well, because I think that that really offers a much richer experience to people. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, as I'm listening to you, I'm even thinking, like, that would still, like, I should listen to still more coaches in my life these days, because it still serves me to hear just how other people are. You know, I'm a human too. I can get stuck in my ways of being and the questions that I know that work. And it really is, again, I'll use that word, liberating. It's freeing to just hear how different people do it. So I think I'm being reminded through this conversation right now, like, oh yeah, I do want to keep listening to other coaches. It's really actually fun. Yeah.
It is.
It really is.
This is how you know, like, we love coaching.
Like, ooh, can I listen to that? It's like going into the museum and, like, looking at different paintings. It's like, oh, look at how that one did that. It's like, oh, look, listen to how that question was asked, or how they, yeah, I'm nerdy. I'm nerdy about coaching.
Yeah, totally. We geek out on this. Yeah. And this kind of speaks to, you know, because I get this question now, and of course we're working on our current supervision program that's going to be, you know, kicking off soon. But, you know, there's mentorship and there's coach supervision. We've been including our coach supervision in our CCE program, but that's being revised and changed for the new year. And so I think it's important just for people to understand, like, that the mentorship is really more about the skills, the focus on the skills, and that the coach supervision, it doesn't mean we're not focusing on the skills, but we're also really focusing on the coach and the coaching practice. So as you are coaching other people, what are you noticing about yourself? Like, what are the situations that are the most challenging for you? What are the ethics that are coming up? Also, what you're talking about, like, continuing to hear other people coach. And so I love that. I love that, you know, you're bringing up this really great point about just the continued personal development that coaching offers and the continued professional development that coaching offers. And truth be told, you know, I think because of our background gauge and with USM and the spiritual psychology and just our holistic approach that we have, we're always looking at the coach and how the coach is being. You know, that is a part of the holistic approach. And so, yes, even when we're doing mentorship, we're working on the skills, but we're also connecting on that deeper level, the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. You know, on that note, you know, that my word for that is, like, the beingness of the coach, how the coach is being. And yeah, to your point, like, you know, there are these skills that are the core competencies. And of course, those are great to hit. And then there's this thing called the being, and that comes through, like, you know, the tone of voice of the coach, or, like, the quality, or what the coach is hearing from the client's tone of voice. It's like picking up on the energy in the session. Yeah. Like, I was just thinking about back to a recent call, and it's like so much information comes through, not just on the words that a person's sharing or the coach is sharing, but, like, how they're saying it, you know, energetically, emotionally. And that points, I think, back to, again, this what thing I'm going to call the coach's being, the beingness. And that's a really important part, I think, of being a well-rounded coach. It's all information.
Yeah, it's interesting that the ICF is, you know, focused now on that core competency of embodies a coaching mindset.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not just mindset. It's what you're saying too. It's like the overall essence of the coach.
Yep.
and what's coming through there. So I'm very glad that that core competency was added because it's one of the more updated core competencies. I think they're headed in the right direction. And I love that with the holistic approach, like we can address that even more, mm-hmm. the beingness of the coach, the essence of the coach, the energetics of the coach, and also the person that we're coaching, you know, and being mindful of those things within that person too. And how that comes together then to create a presence and really create powerful work together. So yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Mm. In terms of, you know, now switching back gears to you, you know, you as the mentor, what do you feel like the students can do to either prepare themselves best for mentorship sessions, or how can they create or receive the most value for themselves? What do you think about that?
Well, it's a great question. And so I thought about this. One of the things that I think that that really does help people, is students, is like pinpointing a specific element of your own coaching that you're working on. And, you know, self-honesty, just rigorous self-honesty works really mm-hmm. well here. And then share it with your mentor. It's a vulnerable thing sometimes, but share it and ask for them for ideas on, you know, how to help you grow in this area, how to help you develop in this area. So one is picking out a specific part of your coaching that you're working on or you don't feel as confident in, and then sharing that and like asking for how could I grow at this competency or this muscle. That always helps me as a mentor at the start of the call. If mm-hmm. I know that information, then I can, you know, tune myself towards picking out parts of the call and saying like, oh, given what you're wanting to work on, this could be another way to address that. Asking for ways you could do something, you know, differently in a coaching call if you're feeling kind of stuck. Being open to feedback. And really, I always like to say, like, take it and put it against your own inner knowing too. You know, I'm going to offer feedback based on my 10 years of coaching and my perspective, but I always like encourage people to test it against their own inner knowing, you know, mm-hmm. just really like, does that feel true, or try it out. And then if it fails, like, nope, that does not work for me. But being open to feedback mm-hmm. and then really testing it against their own inner knowing. And also being willing to try things differently, you know, maybe, a coaching student gets some pointers on a coaching call, and then like as scary or vulnerable as it might be, like try those things out in your next coaching calls. Be willing mm-hmm. to be messy and do it imperfectly and fail, because that's exactly what coach training is for, and this mentorship time is for, is to try new things, build new muscles. And as always, have a sense of humor about it all. Take it lightly, you know, be kind. We're not like doing triage work here. We're right. helping humans. And so ultimately it's all good.
Yes, I agree with that. It's interesting to hear you talk about the feedback piece, because it was actually my learnings through spiritual psychology that helped me with being able to receive feedback. So I oftentimes share in class with the students that I had a really hard time receiving feedback when I was early in my career, in my mid-20s. I was also had very negative self-talk. It was very critical towards myself. And so whenever I received feedback, I always took it as criticism. I didn't know how to receive it as information, which is what we learned at USM, is that, you know, feedback is just information. Take what is useful, like you said, kind of tap into your own inner guidance system and see what feels truthful or not for you. But I used to not know how to do that mm-hmm. Because I would immediately go to judgment when I would receive the feedback. And so I think that is a beautiful part of this process too. I have literally had students at the end of this experience, when I said, what was the best part for you, them say, I learned how to receive feedback for the first time without judging myself. Mm. So I love that you bring that forward, because, you know, I have so much compassion and understanding that receiving feedback can be challenging, but it's really about what we do with that feedback. And so I had to really learn how to just receive the information and use what was useful to me and not take it and judge myself and make myself wrong, because that was an old pattern for me. So I appreciate you saying that, because I feel like that's part of this journey too for some people. Not everybody. Some people can take the feedback and make it work for them. But I do think that there's quite a few people that also go through some learnings around receiving the feedback. And I feel the same, like I'm just one person giving you some feedback. Mm-hmm. You know, my feedback is not the end all be all. Right. And it's, again, like I was saying earlier, I hear things a certain way, or I have certain perspectives, or I see things a certain way. And so this is not about, you know, learning how to coach how Beverly coaches or learning how to coach the way Gage coaches. It's just receiving some feedback from people that are doing this work and seeing, like you said, how you can build your own muscles in these different areas so that you can be your own coach and you can have your own style to coaching.
Yeah.
What do you think about
that? Well, you know, I just want to, something that was, that's floating in my head is like, it is vulnerable, I think, to, you know, mm-hmm. get to receive feedback. And then there are always two parts to feedback. There's the person giving it and how they're doing that. And then there's the person mm-hmm. receiving it. But in general, it is a vulnerable thing to receive feedback. And, you know, I'll just say it out loud. My intention as a mentor coach is always to simply share what's been helpful for me, share my knowledge, and really ultimately to be in service to who the coach is becoming, to their own growth, their own development, and to really do it with clarity, honesty, and loving kindness. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for the students that do go through mentorship mm-hmm. because it is opening yourself up in a certain way to just hearing, like, when we're learning something, we don't know until we know. But mm-hmm. it can be vulnerable. It can be kind of like, oh, you know, I have had a raging inner critic too. That's like, you're doing it wrong. And so I have a lot of compassion for, you know, if for anyone else that has that voice too, which is why I try to give feedback just in a loving, kind and clear way.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that's the best thing that we can do as trainers, as mentor coaches is, you know, be truthful with what we're experiencing or seeing for the highest good of all, but to be intentional with how we're providing the feedback. Mm-hmm. And I always, you know, I always let people know, like, sometimes I might say something and it doesn't land right. And ultimately, like, I'm here to always work through things with people, you know, and I think that's important for everyone to know. It's, we don't always say things correctly, or things don't always land. Message sent is not always message received. Totally. Or, and so if that ever happens, you know, knowing that we can talk about it, we can talk through it, we can both have our learnings, or we can all have our learnings with it. So I think, you know, that just for me makes it more, you know, it just cultivates that trust and safety.
Totally. And I just want to say, you know, you and I are in conversation too, because, you know, we work together, and that piece of that I've heard from you, like, hey, I'm no matter what, I'm always here to hear your perspective mm-hmm. and work through anything. Like, the impact on me of receiving that from you does create so much safety and so much, like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, even if the proverbial shit hits the fan, it's like, you know what, we're gonna be able to get through it, we can talk about it.
Right.
And I so appreciate that you do hold that perspective and you mm-hmm. and you share that, so thank you for creating that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, because I mean, life is hard. Life is messy, like you said earlier, like it, and I feel like that it's important to be willing to work through that. I feel like that's also being a good coach, or I feel like that's being a good human.
Yeah, totally.
But ultimately, like, you know, from a coaching perspective, it's like, how could we expect that every conversation we have with a client or a student, or that it's always going to go smoothly? That doesn't seem realistic to me, you know, like to have that kind of an expectation. And I just always want people to know, like, let's work through it, like you said, you know. So I appreciate your acknowledgement there. Thank you for that. Yeah. So in terms of mentorship, you know, we have talked about the fact that it is a requirement by the ICF. And if you have your ACC, which is the associate level, the ICF has three tiers. They have the associate level, the professional level, and the master's level. And when you have your ACC and you do your renewal, which is every 3 years, you actually do have to do mentorship again. You have to do those 10 hours of mentorship again. It's one of the perks, really, of also getting your PCC. Going for the professional level is that when you do the renewal, you don't have to do the 10 hours of mentorship. So it's just good to know for people that, you know, this is a continuous process. Mm-hmm. This, you know, that's something I enjoy about the ICF too, is they're, you know, you're intended to keep developing yourself personally and professionally as part of the standards and the ethics. And so we have the mentorship set up to where somebody could get those 10 hours that they need. But additionally, you know, we are also offering an opportunity for people to work with you, Gage, on a one-on-one basis, because we have had quite a few students who, as they're nearing the end, I think, of those 10 sessions, are kind of thinking, hey, I want to do more of this, or maybe I want to do this individually. So we do have that opportunity now where someone could, you know, sign up for 3 sessions individually with you. And just wanted to hear your feedback about, you know, what you think that might offer a student to be able to do more mentorship and maybe do it individually. What do you think?
Well, you know, on the note of more mentorship, let me back up and say, like, I just want to say, like, I also think it's so cool that as a professional coach, and especially the ICF encouraging this, like, always continuing growth and development. I think that's one of the mm-hmm. best things about being a coach, period, is that the growth and development never ends, ever. Mm-hmm. I always say to myself, I can only take my clients as far as I have gone, you know, inside of myself mm-hmm. and professionally. So that's always motivation for me to, you know, keep growing, not in a way of like, I gotta keep growing, but just like, I want to, and also yeah. to be of service to my clients. So as far as, you know, one-on-one mentorship, it's a greater opportunity to feel more confident in your mm-hmm. own coaching, to get really like privatized, bespoke
yeah.
Feedback on those places where you might not feel as confident. And the fact of doing it just one-on-one, there wouldn't be other people watching, that might feel better for, mm-hmm. for some folks. So it's just really more, it's like going to the gym, feeling, you know, stronger in your own coaching chops, which I don't know, to me that's always helped me as a coach.
Yeah, beautifully said. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I agree. I think that it could also offer an opportunity to maybe challenge or stretch oneself a bit more. Mm-hmm. If I was doing it individually, I could maybe go to something that's more sensitive yeah. for me, or just challenge myself in a different way. So I'm happy that we're offering these different ways that people can, you know, continue to grow and develop themselves.
Yeah, there's definitely a different dynamic that happens, you know, when you know, if we're being witnessed by a group, I can be shyer.
Right.
And what you're saying about the opening up, being a little more vulnerable, being like, hey, I really don't get this part. Can we work on mm-hmm. just with you and your mentor?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Really good. So in terms of, well, and let me ask you this, I know you do other work outside of here. So just wanted to give you a little moment here to share maybe some other ways that you actually work with people, because there might be somebody listening that actually would be interested in some of the other ways that you work with people. So feel free to share.
Yeah, well, I call myself a soul-centered professional coach, and that is because I'm really interested in what I would call a person's soul. And I don't mean that in a religious way at all, but really a person's like entelechy or essence, like who they are really on the inside, and then helping them get back to the truth of that and express that into the world. I do that through private coaching, one-on-one coaching. Next year, 2023, I'm starting my very first time ever. It's called the Becoming Visible Coaching School. And it's really for creatives, poets, healers, artists, coaches, and I like to say other weirdos that really, myself included, you know, right. that tend to be like more of those creative-minded or creative-hearted people and have felt shy about, you know, putting themselves out there in the world. I know that's been part of my journey. And at this point in my life, I'm really, it's like, I can't ignore my own calling. It's like, yeah, I'm here to like, you know, help people just like open up and share that what is theirs to give, their own unique offerings in the world. Because my perspective is really that the world, the earth herself needs our gifts. Like it's crucial. So I'm very, you can hear it probably in my voice. I'm very passionate about that. I'll also say too, just on the note of like working with on the soul level, I do soul centric dream work, which is just a particular form of working with people's dreams. And I do some shadow work. I have a couple of free workshops coming up in October, both on shadow work and on dream work.
Great. Well, we'll have to throw those in the Holistic Coach Network too, because I would love for people to be able to experience that. And I will have to say, like, I've, you know, looked at some of your posts on social media that pop up, and I see like playing the guitar. I see, you know, painting. I see mosaics. I see like you're very creative.
Gage, I like to make stuff.
I love that.
Thanks. Yeah, that's the artist of me. Yeah. And that's a whole nother conversation. But yes, I'm an artist also.
That's really cool. I think like when I see it, what it touches in me is that Richard is very artistic, my husband. Yeah. And so when I see it in you and then I see him, like, I don't know, it just makes me feel more connected. It brings me joy to see people doing things that feel meaningful and heartfelt for them. And so yeah, I love seeing your creativity because it inspires, it does something inside of me. It encourages that part of me too. So
thank you so much for saying
that to you.
Thank you
so
much.
Really cool. So how might people get in contact with you, Gage?
Well, you can go to my website, which is simply gagebach.com. And I'm old school. I don't really have links you can click to like go to a calendar. If you want to, you know, just schedule a call with me, email me. And my email is gagebach@gmail.com.
Wonderful. We'll put that in the show notes so people can grab it. And then Gage is also in the Holistic Coach Network. I'll put that link in the show notes too. And that way, you know, that's a great place to get to know her and see her and be with her as well. And then, you know, lastly, we always ask this legacy question, you know, I think you've already started to share what the legacy is, but I just would love to formally ask you, you know, what's the legacy that you hope to share through your coaching, your mentorship, and your creativity?
I love that question. It's twofold. One is to, like I said, to really help people get back to their own deepest truth and share that, again, because I believe that is absolutely necessary for the health of all of us. And two is really to help us humans cultivate a greater relationship with the earth. I personally feel like the earth, we've fallen, at least in the Western world, we've forgotten our relationship with the earth. And on a very deep level, I feel like part of my calling is to help my human brothers and sisters remember that relationship, myself included. So I think both of those things are what I hope to share.
You are. I'm so grateful for our connection and that we get to partner up in this way and be of service together in this way. And
me too.
Can't wait to see, what the future holds as this all continues to unfold. Anything else that wants to be said or shared?
Well, I want to thank you, Beverly, for allowing yourself to be a channel for all of this holistic coach network or coach training school goodness to come through. I've just, since meeting you, which is only this year, I'm just like mind blown that so much has come through you that I make up, you know, on some level, you've had to open yourself to allow and that you've been a channel for that. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, being that channel and letting this all come through, because I see what a gift it is to the students that I've gotten to interact with. So thank you.
Thank you so much for saying that. Like, I loved your little shout out that you gave to me about the universe coming through. Yes. Like, that really, really spoke to me, because, you know, it's been such a journey and I always want people to hear that. I think people see me now and they think this is how it's always been. You know, yeah. I think it's quite easy to do that. But the truth is, you know, there's been many, many hardships. And I didn't even think I would be here and make it to this place. So it feels like sweet victory.
Yes.
Right? Like that just, and I just like, to me, it just shows what, you know, a spiritual being having a human experience can create in physical world reality if you continue to do the work. And that's why I am just so proud of, you know, participating in coaching and sharing coaching with people, because I really see it as a modality that can help everyone involved self-actualize. And I feel like that's what I'm here to do, you know, is to self-realize and self-actualize my own potential and to help other people do that too. And to do that through holistic coaching feels really special.
Amen. So, keep going, sister. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Again, we will put contact information in the show notes. If you're interested in doing mentorship, either via the group or one-on-one with Gage, you know, we'll have that information in the show notes. It's just on our website, holisticcoachtraininginstitute.com. That's available to you. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out so that we can get you connected. All right, Gage, thanks for being here with us. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Bev.
Thank you. If there's only one thing that you take away from today's episode, I hope it's that you hear how passionate Gage and I are about mentorship. And if you're feeling the nudge to do some mentorship, please check out the show notes and see the different ways that we are offering mentorship. You got to hear a few of them on the call today. So we would love to talk to you more about joining our mentorship program or doing individual mentorship with Gage, if that's something that would be useful for you and your coaching. Thank you so much for being here. Stay the course. Always remembering that, you know, this is a legacy of loving and that you can be purposeful and prosperous in your pursuits. So many blessings to you. Thanks again for being here.